Karma is a thing. All you need to do is Google it, and you'll run into scores of companies and NGOs that trade on the name karma. There was that ill-fated, all-electric supercar, the Fisker Karma, reincarnated last month as a Chinese brand. There is Karma Wellness Water, which has tons of probiotics, but only 20 calories for a long life. There's Karma Cream, orange flower and patchouli oil, body lotion to die for. There's a Karma Co-op, a Karma Cafe, Karma Condo, all here in Toronto, and 100 more businesses with karma in the title. Karma is definitely a thing. But what sort of thing exactly? Now, the word karma has passed into popular culture as a trendy sort of hip thing that doesn't really have much to do with karma's original roots anymore. Now, what I want to talk about today is instant karma. But for what I'm going to say about instant karma to make sense, I have to spend just a few minutes bringing you up to speed on the roots of what karma is all about. Originally, in Buddhism, karma was a sort of a cosmic moral bank account. You see, Buddhists believe in reincarnation, that when we die, our souls will be reborn into another body. What body we're going to be born into depends upon our karma load, on the sum total of the good and the bad that we did while we were alive. Evil actions in this life, like killing or stealing or lying, are bad karma. And that will lead to a rebirth lower on the human social ladder, or perhaps even lower down the evolutionary ladder when you're reborn. Good actions, on the other hand, such as generosity, kindness, these things add to your karma account, and they lead to a better next life. In other words, Buddhism is a religion, not quite a religion, a philosophy where you are judged when you die, though not by a god, since Buddhists don't actually believe in gods. You're judged in a way by the very laws of nature. You're judged by the moral structure of the universe. So, for example, Buddha himself said, it's on the boards, not in the sky, nor in the midst of the sea, nor by hiding in a cave, no place on earth is to be found where one might escape one's wicked deeds. On the other hand, traditional Christians do not believe in reincarnation. They believe, rather, that the soul upon death either goes to heaven or some other good place, or, in traditional Christianity, to hell. I want to underline that I'm speaking of traditional Christianity here, because actually there's a lot of debate about such things in nearly all Christian churches today, and the idea of hell is certainly in big decline. But that basic idea about judgment is also the one that you heard in our text from Galatians. And it's similar to the judgment that applies to karma. Our text suggested that when we die, God is going to judge us for the good or evil that we have done. And if we live a corrupt life, we will die eternally. And if we live a spiritual life, we will live in bliss eternally. Okay, so there is a sermon or two here on what really happens when we die. And I have, in fact, preached on that a couple of times. For now, as far as the judgment part goes, suffice it to say, there is an other biblical theme that appeals to me much more, and that's the theme of grace. There's a whole line in Scripture that says we are saved, whatever that exactly means, not because we're good, but because the overwhelming picture of God in Scripture is on the side of life and redemption and new beginnings, even for those of us who maybe think ourselves we don't deserve it. So, for example, it says in 2 Corinthians 5 that one day all things, everybody, will be made new. When we die, the biblical vision is that on the basis of grace, we are all going to wake up to a whole new adventure. So that's the traditional thinking of both Buddhism and Christianity with respect to judgment. But getting back to karma being an instant thing, instant karma is what people usually think of when they hear the word, rather than the Buddhist doctrine of reincarnation. In fact, everybody's favorite karma these days is instant karma, especially the kind that gives people their just desserts. So I've picked out a popular Vine video to illustrate what instant karma is all about. And there we go. It's a guy who, well, let's play it there. Cat, get away. Kick him. Sit down and play. Whoops! Instant karma. So here's another example of instant karma. Ha! Instant karma. I think we have one more. Yeah, this is a cat who thinks he's got something really good. Instant karma. Instant karma is the idea that the universe instantly rewards people for the good that they do and trips them up for the bad that they do. And there's all sorts of little signs and examples and sayings about instant karma. Do we have them? What goes around comes back around, the infinity circles. Karma, do good things and good things will come your way. Karma, if you push the domino, beware. So what's going on in these examples? Well, we all want life to be fair. And looking for instant karma is a kind of magical thinking rooted in our deeply held desire that life be fair. We do this kind of magical thinking all the time, often unconsciously. Our pervasive and magical belief in instant karma is actually the subject of a lot of psychological studies, which I read over this past week. So, for example, in one recent experiment that's described in, you know, the really highbrow journal called Psychological Science, some students at a job fair were led to think that the actual job selection process was out of their control. That is, that the people who are doing the hiring were just picking the resumes willy-nilly out of a pile with no scrutiny and giving the jobs to whoever's resume they pulled out. There was another group of students who were led to believe that getting the job depended totally on a careful reading by the employer of the resume. Now, at the same job fair, a charity was soliciting donations from everybody who came in to apply for work. And the psychologists found time and time again that the people who did not believe that getting a job depended on their resume, those people donated way more money to the charity than the students who thought they would get the job because their resume was great. The big donors were counting, perhaps unconsciously, on instant karma to get them the job. So this seemed too good to be true. So a follow-up study was done, very similar, but job seekers who were encouraged to see their job searches beyond their control in the second study were discovered to be measurably more optimistic about getting a job if they gave a lot of money to the unrelated charity soliciting funds. They were much more enthusiastic about getting the job than those who did not donate to the charity. Instant karma. We manipulate karma, often unconsciously, to get what we want by offering karma some delectable treats. We unconsciously scratch karma's back, hoping that it will scratch us in return. But here's the thing. There is no such thing as instant karma, because life is demonstrably unfair. Ask the survivors and family of those who perished in 9/11. For example, we all know that many children, even this past week, even last night, died in Aleppo, Syria. But in spite of that, Bashar al-Assad nevertheless still rules. There's no instant karma there. We all know that some very unkind people get rich, and that some poor people are saints. We all know that some politicians go through multiple bankruptcies, make innumerable racist comments, don't pay their contractors when the work is done, and still end up as presidential candidates. Instant karma is a very nice, possibly comforting thought, but we all know, if we look carefully, that it is not built into the structure of life. And the Bible agrees. Jesus says, you know, God makes the sun rise on the evil and the good. God sends rain on the unrighteous and the righteous. Jesus, our ideal for living life the way it should be lived, Jesus was rewarded with death on a cross. God is not sitting in his throne room with a calculator, throwing out blessings or curses depending on your sum total. Life isn't fair. Good deeds, they often go unnoticed, and evil is often rewarded in our world. And sometimes in war, or when tsunamis strike, or when we're born mired in poverty, some of us suffer for no reason that we can see at all. Life isn't fair. You know, there's a lot of mysteries here. There's the mystery of God. If God isn't running the world on the basis of rewarding the good and punishing the evil, then what is God doing exactly? That's the question that we're going to examine next week. But you'll have to be patient for now. Still, there is one. There's possibly more, but this morning I want to focus on one crucial and helpful thing that I want to say about life being unfair. We do have an antidote for that. And that antidote is called living in community. For if God isn't sitting up there with a calculator doling out blessings and curses based on how much good or bad you're doing, then we are going to have to rely on each other instead. God may not have a calculator, but we have love and compassion, grace and kindness, resources of time and money to address each other's unfortunes. In the absence of instant karma, we can support each other through life's ups and downs, even life's endings. And though we're not perfect at it, though it is often an ideal that we strive for and sometimes disappoint ourselves about because we haven't achieved what we want, at root, that kind of support is what church is all about. We're a community designed to pick each other up when we fall, that forgives those who've done wrong, that holds each other accountable when we've made promises or want to quit. We're a community that, like Christ, embraces those who have been rejected, suffers with us when there is no cure, and visits when we are lonely. Instant karma. In some ways, it's a beautiful idea. But it isn't really a thing. But Lawrence Park Community Church is a real thing. And in the words of this morning's scripture, we do bear one another's burdens, and in this way fulfill not the law of instant karma, but the law of Christ. God may not be in heaven with a calculator, ready to dole out instant karma, but as Jesus once said, where just two or three are gathered in his name, here at LPCC, living in community, God is with us nonetheless. Amen.